This is Audible.
Phantasma, written by Kaylee Smith, narrated by Laura Horowitz. To those who've had to claw their way out of the dark and still choose to be a light in this world, I'm proud of you. Content and trigger warnings. This work contains explicit sexual content and scenes with elements of horror, as well as in-depth depictions of obsessive-compulsive tendencies such as intrusive thoughts and compulsive tics. An in-depth list of content is available at the author's website, www.kayleesmithbooks.com. Hierarchy of Paranormal Beings. King of the Devils, Prince of the Devils, Devils, Demons, Offspring of a Devil and another paranormal being. Wraiths, Offspring of a Demon and other immortal paranormal beings. Vampires, Shifters, Familiars, Ghosts, Mortal paranormal beings. Necromancers, Seers, Witches, Specters. Classifications of ghosts. Phantoms, most corporeal and powerful type of ghost. Poltergeists, type of ghost able to possess the corporeal vessel of another being. Apparitions, most common type of ghost, completely non-corporeal, and if left lingering on any corporeal plane too long without crossing over, can deteriorate into a ghoul. Ghouls, an apparition that has deteriorated into a numb, mindless entity. What a phantasmagoria the mind is, and meeting place of disembrables. Virginia Woolf, Orlando. Prologue. Wicked. The devil had a wicked mouth and a voice as smooth as bourbon.
"What is your decision?"
he pressed as he trailed the tip of his index finger down one side of her throat, his lips mere centimeters from her racing pulse on the other. "You tricked me," she whispered. He laughed in response, his breath caressing her feverish skin. He was so close that she could barely think. Any coherent response to his question eluded her as another shot of adrenaline rushed through her veins. But the events leading up to this moment were burned into her mind with vivid clarity. Three nights until Phantasma. 1. Midnight Spell. Moonlight glinted off the gilded locket clasped around the corpse's cold neck. Ophelia Grimm unfastened her mother's heart-shaped necklace with fervor before stepping clear of the spell circle and reaching beneath her loose, umber curls to secure the familiar bauble around her own throat. A shiver ran down her spine when the chilled metal settled against her skin and her flesh prickled beneath it. Ophelia sank to her knees on the left of her mother's pale corpse, her sister, Genevieve, watching a few feet away in rapt silence. Tightening her grip around the silver blade in her hand, Ophelia pressed its sharp tip into the soft, ivory flesh of her inner arm. The slice was deep but precise, drawing enough blood that it dripped and pooled onto the ground before her, and dyed the delicate white material of her nightgown a macabre shade of vermilion. The scent of iron and salt was pungent. Ophelia let the blade clatter to the floor, and Genevieve flinched like a spooked hare. Ophelia ignored her sister's cringing as she struck a match, relishing the hiss of the igniting fire in the dead quiet of Grimm Manor. She reached toward the nearest candle and waited for its wick to flare to life, tapping the side of the waxy pillar while she counted each touch silently in her head. 1, 2, 3. When the candle finally lit, Ophelia nudged it into place within the spell circle and the rest of the pillars around Tessie Grimm's lifeless body instantly ignited. The Grimm sisters' shadows stretched all the way up to the ceiling as the velvet curtains billowed violently. It had been Ophelia that awoke, sweat-soaked in the middle of this balmy New Orleans night, to find their mother lying stiff on the cream chambray rug.